Good morning, morning. Oh my gosh, I was enjoying that music on that morning opening. I want to thank everybody for being on here on the broadcast. Thank you so much. God bless you guys, and I pray that the Lord bless you in everything that you're doing. Today's going to be a great day. We're broadcasting everywhere. Give everybody an opportunity to jump on here this early morning, 6:30 in the morning. That's when we start the broadcast every day, Monday through Friday. I want to welcome everybody that's watching through YouTube. Thank you so much. If you can, please hit subscribe and share and let others know about the broadcast that they may be able to be connected together with us. We're looking for a great time of word. We're going to spend a good time in some announcements, encouragement, and I have a proverb of the day. I don't want you to miss out on it. Hallelujah. All right, guys. I hope you guys are ready. Man, I'm ready. Today's a toasty cold day. Toasty cold. And we're going to get right into this broadcast. Hey, if you're watching on a rebroadcast, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to watch the broadcast. And you may have missed it live, but we're here every single day, Monday through Friday, 6:30 in the morning. Something you could do if you're getting ready that early, you can turn on one of the social media apps when we're on live and just play it in the background while you're getting ready, brushing your teeth, getting dressed, iron, breakfast, coffee, all that good stuff. You can have it all on there and we can start our day off right. Amen. Remember to hit follow, share, subscribe. Also pop up some love. Those algorithms are very important for you to hit. Oh my gosh, got a big truck passing by. It's early in the morning. There's a lot of construction on my neighborhood. It's so much prosperity and growth here. Hit follow, share, subscribe. Also put a comment down below whenever you see that we're on the air. And especially going live, because that helps with the algorithms. Remember that, all you on TikTok, make sure that you put a comment on there. Give me some hearts. Just sit on and hit that pound that heart button so that we get some love in the place. Amen. All right. Who we got here? Marla Tucker Rojas. God bless you. Good to see you here this morning. Started so early in the morning. God bless you. We have a proverb of the day, a psalm of the day, and we're going to get you going, started and rolling. Amen. I hope you guys are ready. And this is the middle of the week recording this. If you're watching this on broadcast, it's the middle of the week on a Wednesday, and it's January the 10th. And 2024. And we have service tonight. Don't want you to miss out on service tonight at 7 p.m. I have a great word that I'm going to be sharing with you. On every Wednesday, I'll be speaking a word of faith. We're going to teach everybody this whole year how to walk by faith. I want to get it inside you. You know, yeah. The Bible tells us that God says he wants us to remind him of his word. And if he wants us to remind him of his word, how much more should we remind ourselves of his word? So every Wednesday at 7 p.m., it's going to be Faith Wednesday. It's going to be great. We want to give you the faith that pleases God. We're going to teach you how to receive faith by for prosperity, for healing in your body, for a happy marriage, just to turn your whole life around. Whatever you're going through, by faith, you're going to turn it all around. You got to start using these scriptures that I'll be sharing with you on Wednesday. So don't miss out. Don't miss out on a single Wednesday service. All right. Now, let's go ahead and get right into the word. I have here Proverbs chapter 10. Have y'all caught on already that I'm reading the Proverbs of the day? Today's the 10th, Proverbs 10th. It's very important. There's two things I want you to know before I read the Proverbs of the day. You should read the whole chapter of the day. There's 31 days in a month. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. Pick the proverb of the day. Read it every day. Whatever it is, don't quit. If you live 100 years, read it for 100 years every day of your life, one of the chapters of that day. Someone says, well, what happened about the days that are 30? Well, you're going to read two chapters. Just take your pick. What happens on February? Come on, just read three chapters, four chapters, whatever it takes. But just finish it for the month. And if you don't want to go that far, that's fine. Go back and just start all over again on the first. Go on the first and just do that. It's all good. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want you to know, there's a prophecy in the book of Psalms. A lot of people don't know. There is a prophecy in the book of Psalms. You pick the year you were born. Like I was born 1965. my prophecy is Psalms 65. And you read it, and you're going to find nuggets inside there about your life. And it'll start sounding like challenges and deliverances and answers that you needed to hear for your life. You'll hear it. It's like a prophecy in the Psalms. They're like little fingerprints of God or little kisses of God that he provided for us. So, you know, all of you on TikTok, all of you that are here online on the broadcast, just thought I'd give that to you as a good one. Good morning, Esther. How are you? God bless you so much. Good morning, Mari. How are you, Mari? Marinel saying good morning to everybody. Everybody say good morning to Marinel. Come on, say good morning to her. Let her know how you're doing today. And so she said good morning to y'all. So y'all say good morning to her. Why not, right? Okay, let's go to the Proverbs of the day. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 is the Proverbs of the day. And I'm kind of wrestling around with also 14. But let me read this to you. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow. It's the blessings of the Lord that makes rich. And sometimes there's, you know, the people who complain about preachers that talk about prosperity or people that go to church and they prosper, it's all because they don't know what it is to walk in the blessings of the Lord. And we don't go to church to prosper. It's just one of the benefits. It's one of the benefits. I love going to church because I have peace in my life. I got peace in my heart. I got peace in all that I do. When I go to church, I feel so good. When I don't go to church, oh gosh, I feel horrible. I mean, I feel horrible. Not like I feel like I sinned or anything. I just feel like I ate something bad. That's what I feel like. It's when I don't go to church. And so here it says, the blessings of the Lord makes rich, adds no sorrow. The blessings of the Lord makes rich. When you're blessed of God, prosperity comes on your life and so forth. I know a few people that, you know, they talk about blessings and so forth, and they got a misconception in their giving and a misconception of their faithfulness. And when you look at their life, they're lacking in everything. They're lacking in money, they're lacking in health, they're lacking in friends. They're lacking in everything. And a stubborn person is not realizing that it's their misconception that put them in a bad position. Because the blessings of the Lord makes you rich. The blessings of the Lord don't make you poor. Now, Jesus said the poor we have with us always. Why? So that way we can give to them. But it doesn't mean that the poor is going to stay poor all the time. Mm-mm, no. Because he says that he'll make you rich. He says you got to bring the gospel, preach good tidings to the poor. The Bible says, preach good news to the poor. What does the poor want to hear? They want to hear that they don't have to be poor all the time. What are you going to preach to the hungry about how good it is to be hungry? Does that even make any sense? Are you going to talk to a sick person and say, oh well, you just stay sick. You're always going to be sick. Does that even make any sense? You're going to say to the depressed person, you're always going to be depressed. Doesn't make any sense at all. So. Talk to a poor person and say, you're going to be rich. Now, if you're only going to God because you want to be rich, you got a problem, man. That's your problem. Don't go to God just because you're trying to make money. It's not like a lottery. God's not a lottery winner. He's not going to give you the lottery numbers. You know, it's not like that. But the poorest person in the United States is some of the richest people in the world. I mean, let's put that in perspective. The poorest person in the United States, some of the richest people in the world. There's poor people in the world that you have no idea about. Very poor people. And so where it says right here, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And he adds no sorrow. See, there's some people that think they're rich, but they're not rich. All they are in debt. They go out, they borrow. And they borrow and they borrow their credit cards at full to capacity. They drive the nice car because now they put their salary full to capacity. And you're paying every dollar of your check is going to pay one of those debts, every one of them. That's sorrow. That's not a blessing to God. That means you made you rich. Hello. You made you rich. You got to struggle with making these payments. It's challenging, but the blessing of God is different. The richness of the blessings of God does not measure what your bank account is. You can't measure what your credit reports are. You can't. You can have the worst credit report in the world and the lowest bank accounts in the world and be the richest person in the things of God. And you have all the food that you need and the roof over your head and a nice car to drive and you got a great job and your family's well, everybody's healed, everybody, that's rich. That's rich. It's not about how big your bank accounts are or how great your credit reports are and how many things you can borrow against and all that. No. I mean, look at Donald Trump. Can I say that name without getting penalized? This is a man that, you know, he talks about his value, but it's borrowed money. Now, he's done a good job at being able to make sure that his debt ratio is low compared to his assets, so that way he always has more assets to cover all his debts. But he's always got to make a payment. He doesn't pay any taxes. So, you know, it's a whole different mindset. So there's some people that go into real estate and they just borrow against, they live off of it. I did that. And there was sorrow behind it. I made me rich. And I said, Lord, I want you to make me rich. I don't want to make me rich. And so the Lord will do some wonderful things for you. And the next verse I'm going to give you in the Psalms of the day is verse right after the one yesterday was Psalms 35, verse 28. My tongue shall declare thy righteousness and thy praise all day long. All day long. Your tongue is designed to talk about God all day long, every single day. Spend your time talking about God. The verse right before this says this: let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my righteous vindication. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servant. And then he says, and my tongue shall declare thy righteousness all and praise all day long. So he tells you to say something every day. Let the Lord be magnified who favors my who delights in the prosperity of his servant. Let the Lord be magnified, who magnified means make bigger, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall declare it all day long. That's what it's saying. So anyway, those are good, some good proverbs. All right, I'm going to get ready to pray for you here in a minute. Let me say hello to everybody. Good morning, Alejandra. God bless you. Candy, I know your name's Candy, but I like you got Alejandra. You got your legal name on there. God bless you. Say hi to Pablo for me. God bless you. Hey, I got to let you know that I was thinking about you guys and Pablo the other day. My son's going to play Jesus in our passion play on Resurrection Sunday. And I was thinking about your husband. Oh, what a wonderful Jesus we had for years. It was so good. My son's got long hair and everything. I'm so excited about it. So I just thought I'd let you know that I was thinking about you guys and pray for you guys. Mighty, good morning. Hey, everybody, say good morning to Mighty. She's saying good morning to everybody. Amen. Thank you all for saying good morning to Mighty Nell. Such a blessing. Isaac, what you got here? Isaac, good morning. The Lord has been good to me and my family. News, Victor bought a new house. Oh, for his family, paid cash and a break. Oh, come on. That's awesome. Thank you for teaching us the word of God, how to apply it in our lives. Man, I have so many testimonies. I'm just camera shy. I know you are, my brother. I know you are, but I rejoice with you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, man. I'm in tears right now. Victor bought a new house for his family, paid cash at a very good price. That's God. That's God. Say that every day. That's God. That's what I like to hear. God bless you. You just, oh my God, you made my heart leap for joy. Isaac, thank you so much. I'm humbled to know you and to know your family and your faithfulness and stepping into the blessings of God. God bless you guys. That's so awesome. Dora, good morning. Dora, good to see you here. Good morning. God bless you. Everybody say hello to Dora. Say good morning to Dora. Dora Sanchez. God bless you, Dora Sanchez. All right, let's get our day started with prayer. I'm still tickled on that story, that testimony Isaac just shared. Thank you for sharing that. All right, let's go before God. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we love you so much, Father. First, I thank you for blessing Isaac's family, every single one of them. I thank you for it. Now, Father, I pray for peace in Jerusalem, that Jerusalem will walk in peace and that your angels will walk amongst the streets of Jerusalem and will end that war in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray for my family right now, every single one of them that are watching right now, my church family, extended family, my physical family, and I ask you to be with them and protect them. Cover them with your precious blood. Let them walk with your presence. And Father, we thank you that they shall be blessed in all the areas that they go, and they everything that they touch shall prosper, and whatever they tread their feet on, they shall own. Lord, we put on the full armor of God, and we gird about our loins with the truth of your word, and shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And Lord, we just thank you that we can pray for everybody. And Lord, I ask you to be with them. Give them your word. Let it be sharp. All the word that they have deep down inside their heart, let it just come up, that they begin to operate and act out in the word that you have prepared for them. And Lord, we just declare in the name of Jesus that they shall be able to succeed in everything that they do. Father, you're our great God and you're our great provider. And I thank you that you continue to array us and pour upon us your blessings, that we may walk in your word. And Father, I pray right now a special prayer for everyone within the sound of my voice that needs healing in their body. And I ask you just to mend their physical body, heal them from the top of the head to the bottom of their feet, that they shall be healed in Jesus' name. And they'll have the testimony of healing inside their life. And Lord, and those that are struggling economically, I ask you to begin to make rearrangements of their finances, rearrangements of their finances, that they may be able to be liberated and set free from these debts that they have right now. And Lord, we just give you praise that you'll be able to do something supernatural for them. Take care of them, and everywhere that they go, as smart as they are, show them how to live in your wealth and prosperity and your healing and your joy. And let them reside in the shadow of your wings, that they walk with an understanding that you have your glory is our rear guard, that your glory protects us everywhere that we go. And Father, I ask you to bless them with raises, bonuses, debt-free life, and monies that they didn't know was coming in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, say amen down below. If you prayed with me, say amen. Those of you on TikTok, say amen. Eric Garcia is here. God bless you, Eric, all the way from West Texas. God bless you. Thank you. We love you all. Yeah, you're so blessed. Just a blessing, Candy. God bless you. God bless you guys. You all are a blessing. All right. Thank you for saying good morning to Dora. What a blessing. Thank you guys for praying with me, every single one of you. Praying, such a blessing. You guys are a blessing. I love you here every single morning. I see you here. I thank you guys for joining me on this broadcast. Y'all that are on TikTok, come on, share that love. Put those hearts up there. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7, I'm here live. I'm on all my social media platforms. I'm going to show you my rig. I'm going to hold up everybody. Hey, everybody from TikTok, say hello to everybody that's on my social media. I thought I'd put that on there. And TikTok, you can see my rig right there, broadcasting live on all my social media platforms. And you know, this video, actually, we take this video and edit it down and put it on the TV broadcast. And we make sure that we're on King Jesus Television, that's available on TVer. Just go to any app store and download TVer, T-V-U-E-R, and you can download it and you can watch the TVer app. And you'll see the programs on there. TVer can be found on every app store, Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, on your iPhone, also on website at tviewer.lightcast.com. And you'll see the TVer app right there. Amen. It's going to be fantastic. All right. Real quick updates. We have it's like a Winter Texan concert this Friday. It's this Friday at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a Winter Texan concert. Place is going to be full of people, and we're going to set out all the chairs and make sure that everything is set up and perfect for the event. Then, let's see, what do we have? We have a concert that's coming in March and another one in April, and I think we have one in February. We're going to find out. I'll make sure they have the information out there, but we're beginning to lock down a lot of concerts that are going to be with us here at Center Church. And I don't want you to miss out on any of the events that are taking place here at Center Church. I want to make sure I have something here that I'm going to put up that I think will be a blessing to you. And one of the concerts that we have that's going to be with us, uh, we We tried to lock them down to be with us, and but it was very, very difficult to do it. And but you know what? The Lord knows how to get his way. And so we went ahead and we're working together with another group to be able to get the band in. And we got a bunch of performers that are going to be with us. And so I don't want you to miss out. I don't have it here in front of me, but I'll have it prepared next time to be able to share it with you. Amen. And then we'll have all the announcements that'll be playing here in just a few moments. It's exciting to be able to have all these events at Center Church, and we're stepping up how many concerts we're going to have. We're also going to have movie night. I believe it's not this Friday, but next Friday, we're going to have movie nights in the sanctuary for the children, for the youth. And we're gonna play a video. It's going to be dynamic. And it's going to be wonderful for everybody coming. It's completely free. We got the big Megatron, and we're going to put a movie on there, and all the kids are going to be there. And I'll probably be there also. I'm going to air a certain movie that I'm not going to make public. So you just have to be there. I don't want to be the movie why you come. I want to be the reason you're coming, is to hear Jesus. Amen. I want to see Jesus in your life. Amen. So we're on the Daniel fast. We're on our 10th day of the Daniel fast. How many of y'all are on the Daniel fast? Go down on my post and say, I'm on it. I'm on the Daniel fast. Put on there. Good morning, Samuel. God bless you. Good to see you here, my brother. Oh, so good to see you. May the blessing of the Lord be on you over on the other side of the pond. God bless you. So we're on the 10th day of the Daniel fast. Thank you for sharing, Donna. Donna just shared the broadcast on TikTok. Thank you so much. So we have the Daniel fast every year, 21 days, starting January 1 to 21. And there's some that start on 2 and end on 22. And you just move it for 21 days. A 21-day fast is found in Daniel chapter 10, where it says he ate no pleasant foods for 21 days. The pleasant foods were also found. What was it that he ate? You can find it in Daniel chapter 1, where he says that he ate no food from the king's table. That means he ate no meat. No meat products, no beef, chicken, pork, fish. He ate no eggs or cheese or anything like that. What did he have? He had vegetables, fruit, grain, and nuts. Now, what does that mean? Vegetable, fruits, grain, and nuts. Of course, vegetables and fruit, you all know. Grains are all types of grains. You have nuts, walnuts, and so forth. Even beans. You can have beans. Those are a great source of protein. You can have bean soup and put all your vegetables together. And you can be creative. When we first started doing this, my wife and I, we ate it all raw. I mean, we ate everything raw. Oh, we were starving, but we were doing it for the Lord. And but then we found out that we can explore. And so throughout the years, we've done this like 30 years. We've been fasting over 30 years, and we started making soups, and we started making pies and cookies and all the very. We're just having fun with it, right? And almost felt a little guilty. Not guilty, almost, because the fast is you stay away from pleasant foods. But a lot of the foods we were making were very pleasurable. And we've actually incorporated it inside our daily diet, and it's kept us healthy. And we stay away from a lot of the meat products and so forth on a regular basis. But for 21 days, we stay away from every bit of it 100%. No leaven. We have no bread. No tortillas, no tamales, all those things that are fatty products like refried beans and things like that. They put lard in it, and all, just stay away from all that stuff. And we eat clean. So it's fruits, vegetables, grain, and nuts. And let's see here. Daniel fasts. I've had 10 days, no pleasant food. I know Eric sends me notes and everything there. Yep, we're halfway there. We're halfway there, my brother. We are halfway there. Amen. Sylvia, good morning. God bless you. Thank you for being with me. Good morning. Eric's saying that a thing was revealed. A thing was revealed. What does that mean? A thing was revealed. That's an interesting statement. Beans with no lard. Oh, that's right. Beans with no lard. That's because lard is an animal product. That's where it comes from. And so, there's a lot of people that put lard in tortillas, you know, but there's so many things that we have that we put inside our body that are not good for us on a daily basis. So this is actually, it gives you an opportunity to eat right and reset yourself. But here's what happens. Every day, you've got to pray. Start the day off prayer, end the day off of prayer. You should be doing that anyway. And then you You go on the Daniel fast and eat your fruits, vegetables, grain and nuts, and beans and all that good stuff. And there's different things that you can have. Now there's some flatbreads that are made completely out of grains that you can have. There's no egg in them or anything like that. You use them as a wrap, kind of hold everything together. So many things you can do. We do rice paper and make little vegetable tortillas. I eat them cold. They're really, really good. And so there's a lot of stuff that you get, a lot of recipes that if you follow my wife and I on social media, you'll see all the recipes on there on social media. But now, what's the benefit of a Daniel fast? The first benefit of the Daniel fast is your physical body resets. You get sugars out of your system. You're detoxing. You are taking all these impurities out of your body. The second item on your body is that your body, all the free radicals are gone, become healthy. You're being jolted with vitamins with all the food that you're eating, and you're feeling really, really good. Your skin complexion is going to get better. There's people that have skin diseases that actually get healed. There's people that have diabetes, especially if you're pill dependent. You find you're suddenly now your blood sugar and everything's balanced. Your doctor takes you off those pills. There's some that have high blood pressure pills that they no longer have to take the high blood pressure pills anymore. They don't have to take them anymore. It's just one of those things that happens. And so there's different things that take place in your body. And in my life, I was sick and I didn't even know it. And I fasted for a long time. The doctor said, if it wasn't for the way I was eating, I don't know if I would have been here. So God takes care of you. But the best thing about the Daniel fast is you hear God clearly, clearly. The whole purpose of the Daniel fast is found in Isaiah 58, that the light shall break through like the noonday, and you shall say, Lord, and he will say, here I am. And you can hear and have a conversation. That's the purpose. The whole purpose of the fast is to hear God, to spend time with God, to relate with God, and to get to know what is God's call on your life. What is God's call on your life? And that's what is the purpose of the Daniel fast. So I encourage you to be on there and to be part of the Daniel fast. Let's see what Eric has here. Daniel 10, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that's where it was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. Emphasis on the thing. Vision. So Hebrews 11, faith is the thing, the substance. I like that, Eric. Good word. That's the thing. It reveals the thing. That's right. There's a humbleness that takes that thing into vision. Oh, that's a good word, Eric. God bless you. That's a good word. Amen. Amen. Mary, God bless you. Amen. So you can count on it every year. January 1st, like clockwork, 21-day Daniel fast. I'm going to do this till Christ takes me home and we'll be together. All right, my friends, I think I got everything covered. Let's see. I welcomed you in the morning. We got you covered with prayer. We got you set up with the Daniel fast, gave us some updates of some concerts. We talked about everything that is going on at the church tonight. I have church tonight. You don't want to miss out tonight. So if you can come to church in person, it'd be best. We're going to set the pace of the word of faith. We're going to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. It's a whole revelation for a whole year. What does that mean? And how you can have a faith walk. I'm going to show you a faith walk. Faith walk's not easy, but faith walk is so good. And it takes these type of lessons to go through them. And I'll be teaching them every single Wednesday. I'm going to show you how to walk by faith. Your faith muscle this year is going to be so strong. I got to teach you faith because where we're going, we're entering our fifth year. We're in 4 years of being senior pastors at Center Church, and now we're entering into the fifth year, and we're going to be completing the fifth year, December 2024, and I got to make sure that you're strong, because in the fifth year, we're going to be running strong. Next year, 2025, we're going to be strong. It's going to be so good, and I don't want you to miss out on it. Amen? I got to get that faith inside you so that you be strong. Proverbs, Eric wanted to know what the Proverbs was of the day. He was running just a little behind. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow. Proverbs 10, 22. That's the Proverbs of the day, my brother, everybody. Just share that. Go ahead and put it down here on the comment if you can. And so tonight, we're going to have a great service tonight. I have a video that I want to share with you right now. It's a video of upcoming events and everything that are taking place here at Center Church. I don't want you to miss on anything that's taking place. There's also a couple of scriptures of encouragement. And then right after this, the show will be done. All right, my friends, listen, don't go away. Watch this a couple minutes long and it'll be worth it to you. You on TikTok, I'll be with you in just a minute. Remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I. Go take on the day. God bless you.
Center Church is seeking passionate individuals to join our leadership team. If you're committed to sharing the word, have a heart for service, and are ready to make a difference, we want to hear from you. Leadership classes take place every Sunday at 10:15 in the fellowship hall. Scan the QR code to sign up today.
Walk into your moment of spiritual rebirth with the transformative experience of baptism. It's more than just a ritual. It's a joyous celebration of faith, renewal, and a deep personal connection with the Lord. Wash away the old and emerge anew as a Christ follower. Center Church holds baptisms every first Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Let us walk you through this new and exciting chapter.
Finding community with other Christians as a young adult can be challenging, but there's good news. Young adults meet at Center Church every Wednesday night, where students and young professionals who share faith in Jesus Christ can come together and socialize. Join us for a fresh perspective on faith alongside friends. Young adults meet Wednesdays at 7 p.m. after worship. We look forward to seeing you.
Calling all men. Our men's group is more than just a gathering. It's a brotherhood where laughter, support, and faith intertwine. Dive into the scriptures and discover their relevance in our daily lives. Whether you're new to the faith or a seasoned believer, all are welcome. Join our next meetup and experience the joy of fellowship and spiritual growth. Men's group meetings take place at Center Church every Saturday at 10 a.m. Don't miss out. Come ready to have a great time and dive into the Word.
This January, Center Church will be doing our annual Daniel Fast. Start the year with a fresh diet and a fresh chapter with the Lord. The Daniel Fast is a partial fast that consists of only fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and water and lasts for 21 days. That means we set aside foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, refined grains, leavening agents, solid fats, caffeine, and alcohol as a sacrifice and an act of worship. This is a great opportunity for making us especially receptive to what God wants us to hear. Join us from January 1st to the 21st and see what God has in store for you. Scan the QR code for text updates and more information.